Rabbi, a short story that I heard. I heard this, I think Rabbi Glatstein. Rabbi, do you hear the Stories to Inspire? I really recommend it. StoriesToInspire.org. You should email it. You get every day a little short story. Great inspiration. They're generally 3, 4, 5 minutes. Starts the day with a bit of a story.
Audio.
I get an email every day. Stories to Inspire.
Is this where all the rough stories come from?
Some of them, yeah. I can't say all of them, but some of them, yeah. So, no, it's fine. Not many of them don't come from there. Don't worry. I often get them from elsewhere. Don't worry. It's so this, I'm not sure actually I got it from there. Actually, now thinking about it now, I don't think I got it from there. But anyway, I recommend strongly Stories to Inspire. .org, and you get every morning, you get 2 stories, and some of them are brilliant, some of them are even
different speakers.
Yeah, I don't know where they get them from. There's also a website, and you can click on whatever inspiration you need, like kind of. Absolutely, yeah. You look for chesed, you look for middas, you look for things, you click on, you have a whole list of. It's very good, very, very good. So the story goes like this. So Moshe Feinstein, I think it's a brilliant story. The story goes like this, that if you look in the Moshe Feinstein's greatest, he was the Rosh Hashiva and he was a giant of a posek, and he wrote Sefer Igros Moshe, 8 volumes. And they were published, started publishing in 1959 and went on until the 1980s. Great Svarim, very crucial, important. Rav Moshe Feinstein was the poisik of the generation. Obviously, the most important questions went to Rav Moshe Feinstein in America. And the first Shaila in the first Sefer, Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph, is a question about the couple. It's a question about a couple. Rav Moshe Feinstein had various leniencies about couples. If you need to go to work and you can't wear a couple, you know, this is the 1960s. 1950s, it wasn't so straightforward to go with a couple to work. Nowadays, things are a bit easier. In some places nowadays, it's a bit odd to go without a couple. But in those days, it was a problem. You couldn't just go with a couple. Hey, is it really important to go with a couple? Look, maybe not so important to go with a couple. Moshe Feinstein's got a tshuva. The very first child is a Moshe Feinstein about couples. He also discussed, in that particular tshuva, actually, he discussed the size of the couple. Some say you need to have a big couple. And Moshe Feinstein said, no, actually, you don't need to have a big couple. So Moshe Feinstein and the couples. And somebody approached Moshe Feinstein and he said, do you know, perhaps not the first question should be about couples. Perhaps not that one. You're putting out the couples into the controversy. It's a controversial issue. Yeah. Look for something else. First tshuva, it doesn't have to be that. First page, you're talking about couples. Talk about something, and you're saying you don't need to wear, you know, maybe something else. So Moshe Feinstein replied, and he said, absolutely not. And he said, if it's emes, I'm not ashamed of it. And if it's not emes, then somebody disprove what I'm saying. See, I don't have to be complex about something which I believe is true. If it's true, it's going to be true. It can be on the first page, on the front page. It's such an important message, because if you believe in something, what you're ashamed of, what you're ashamed of, you should be proud of what you believe is and what you're feeling are. So you should be proud of it. And you don't have to be complex about. So this is Moshe Feinstein and the couples from Chelik Aleph, because Moshe Chelik Aleph Simon Aleph. Rabbi Yisai, we're up to Simon. Tov, Kuf, Nun, Tess, and we are going to be learning today about Minogi Tisha B'Av, Dinimila B'Tisha B'Av. Okay, ready to go, Rabbi Yisai, ready to go. Im Chol Tisha B'Av Motze Shabbos, if, page 68, gentlemen, if Tisha B'Av falls on, Motze Shabbos, like it does this coming year. Ein Oymin Tzitkoscha B'Mincha B'Shabbos, we do not recite Tzitkoscha, Tamincha. Okay. Same thing. V'mavdilim b'layla b'tfila k'sham motze Shabbos. You will make havdala in Atochen Antonu. V'im shachach melehavdil. If you forgot to say the havdala, okay. Ayn, what we discussed in Simon Rishta Yidalet. V'mispadlim b'nachas. When it comes to Mariv, we daven Mariv slowly. V'derech bechi ka'avelim. In a crying... Pardon?
Tearful
manner.
Benachas means slowly.
Benachas, yeah.
It means slowly.
Slowly, you mean quietly?
Quietly, no.
Yeah, quietly. It also implies a certain speed. But yeah, it also means, yeah. And then he says, V'chen oisim b'kiras eicha, you go slow-paced, quietly indeed, the entire eicha. V'chol eicha magbia koilo yoisa. And every eicha, you increase the volume a little bit. So the first chapter, the first peg, you go very, and then peg base, you go up a bit in volume, a bit louder, a bit louder. V'chol eicha magbia koilo yoisa. To represent the tragedy getting greater and greater. V'kshimagia chazan l'posuk hashiveinu, and we reach at the end, Pasuk Hashiveinu, what's the tune? That's right. When you reach Hashiveinu, Omri Moshe HaKol BeKoil Rom, you say that Koil Rom with loud voice. V'achakach, and after that, Mesayim HaChazan, the Chazan repeats and goes over it. And then the community afterwards repeats it afterwards again. You go over it again. Rabbi Isai, self-isolating individual. Love them last year. Yeah. Do you say the kinnas yes or no without a minion? Hello, Zoomers. You say Eicha and kinnas on your own or not?
What did we do last year?
I'm asking you.
I can't remember. Because everybody was in isolation last year, weren't they?
Many were indeed, yes. Some were, well, some were not.
Open.
So, what do you say? You don't say 13 midas, so you say you could. You could, if you, as long as you don't say the 13 midas. There's no slicha. Yeah? Okay. Let's leave out the Yud Gimel Midas, which is a question in its own. But anyway, don't say Slichas on. So, Rabbi, we say don't Slichas on Tisha B'Av day. So now, Oimrim Eicha Vekinois, Afilu Keshehu B'Yachid, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan. Hey, yes, you can say it. You do say Eicha on your own, and you do say Kinnos on your own. Stephen, with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it, Rabbi Isai. Somebody's self-isolating, he's going to say the Kinnos on his own. I think when many women do indeed. Women who don't go to shul, yeah, ladies, they'll say the kinnas b'yachidus. It's totally fine.
What happens though in a shul if they streamline it? So they do have davening, but it's streamlined via Facebook or Zoom. You're not really part of the minion, but.
Don't know what that is. Facebook,
sorry?
Zoom, what's that?
Well,
what's
if, you know, for example, the US. If you're not there for davening on during the week, they streamline it. So they streamline Shracharis and they'll streamline Minchon Maariv. But you're not part of the minion, technically. But
you're not part of the minion?
No, you're not really part of the minion, are you? Because you're somewhere else.
Correct.
So you couldn't answer Baruch Hu. But if you were, what about Eichos through that? Would you be able to daven?
Yeah, so you can do it by Chidus. So I suppose you can also do it on Facebook. Yeah. Okay. Sif Cotton, so Sif Beis continues. Beleil Tisha B'Av mispalin arvis v'omrim eicha v'kinnas. You say on the night of Tisha B'Av, you say arvis v'omrim eicha v'kinnas. V'omrim acha kinnas eicha v'say de ktusha, you say eicha on ktusha, maschil me'at ha-kodosh, v'im chod b'matzo Shabbos, and if it falls on matzo Shabbos, ein omrim v'yinoyam, we do not say V'inoyam. Why not? What's the Simcha in V'inoyam? What's the Yom Tov? Because it's a Moed? One day will be a Moed. Okay, we're going to see what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. V'loylam natzeach min ginois. Rabbi Isai, this is one of the most beautiful customs which has somehow been dropped. Very unfortunate. For hundreds of years, Yidden used to daven Lamnatzeach ben Ginois on Motzei Shabbos. Don't know why it stopped. They do? Beautiful, right? La Natzach Minginois. It's very. United Synagogue.
Are you talking about before Maariv on Shabbos?
They went for La Natzach Minginois?
And after that,
yeah. Very good. That's what you're going to do.
I think the United do it.
Oh, I'm
You're talking about before
Maariv. Go for United Synagogue. They keep up sometimes. They safeguard the most beautiful minhagim, which have been dropped in other communities, unfortunately. Very nice.
I don't know.
Well done.
About tomorrow with Moses Shabbos.
So he says, Moses Shabbos is beautiful. There is a story, actually. They say the tune that is recited in Yekishuls. So they say. I don't know. I heard it's from my father-in-law. And he tells me that the background of the tune, so my Shver tells me, that it's a very beautiful tune. I don't exactly know what the tune is. It's a very beautiful tune. So what's the story to that? So the story goes that in the Yekish Shuls, people used to go, in a big rush on Motzei Shabbos, especially in the summer. You want to go home already? You want to go home? And, so they escaped very quickly. After Baruch Hu, 1, 2, 3... The Olim would be gone, they would escape, they would go home very quickly. Therefore, what they did is that one of the Gedolim, I believe, Mashver told me, the Shimshon Fol Hirsch, he asked a famous musical composer. He told me the name, but I've not forgotten who it was. And I do not recall if it was a Yid or a Goy, but it was certainly a very famous composer who asked him to compose a musically stunning tune for Lam Natzeach Minginois in order to ensure that Yidden would stay behind a little bit on Maariv, because that tells us a little bit about the culture and the level of music that people had 100 years ago. Nowadays, if it's not like banging and with the flashing lights, then people are not attracted. But in those days, it would be an edler, nice tune. People would stay behind. And it worked. So he asked this composer to make Lam Natzeach Minginois, and that's it. So Mashmeh tells me, I only heard it from him, I didn't see it written anywhere, but so Mashmeh tells me. He also told me the name of the composer, but I've forgotten who. I don't know, he told me who composed it.
Who
told me? Who asked? Shimshon Fol Hirsch. And this was then very widely, very quickly it spread in the 1850s, in the 1860s, and it widely spread very quickly then around Europe.
Yeah,
I do not recall what he told me. I could ask him. Yes.
In the United, they say the David Baruch Hashem Tzuri, and then they go on to they do the David and then go on to it.
Very good. So that's it. Yeah, that's what it is. So Abba Yisrael, this is the story associated with this. It just tells us more than anything else. It tells us a little bit about the culture, the level of people.
Where is this?
It's Tehillim. It's Psukim in Tehillim.
Oh,
yeah, which we normally say. We should really say it every Motzei Shabbos. And if you look in most Sidurim. I think if you check in a Siddur, it's going to be there. It's going to be there. Motzei Shabbos Maariv, it's there. But for some reason, most shul just dropped it. Interestingly, those of us who learned in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, it's still very common. In Eretz Yisrael, it's more common than here, which is it's a bit strange, because Eretz Yisrael, they dropped a lot more minogim than here. But for some reason, I don't know why it's been dropped. It's beyond me.
Is the minog that goes beyond further back than this nice road?
That's the God to the tune.
That's just the tune.
The tune, yeah. You see, the Ramah tells us to say it. Yeah. So you say before Baruch, yeah. Yeah, I know. That's a bit of a kasher. I don't know. Mashmeh didn't know about that. I know. But it could be that once they sit down, he can't.
And this halacha here, why would you not say Lamaseh if it's not?
Good. Well, it is. Yeah, I know, but it's okay. So let's see what he says. For loy v'itelecho, you don't say v'itelecho. Hold on a sec. Umasirin aparoiches, you remove the paroiches. Yeah, the curtain is removed. Mimilifnei aroin al shem pizza im rosoi. So why do we skip all that? Why do we skip all that? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan. So Mispalin Arvitz in Sif Katan Dalet. בתחילה פרשת דף מערב, אוי מקדש שולם, דהיינו אם תסקבל, יוצא קדש תסקבל, האחת תפילה סעבס, אבת מערב יוצא תסקבל, ואם חד מות שבס, אין בבורכי נבונים, במורק משנה, מי זה מעריל? You do not bench the boy, your children, on מות שבס תשע בוב. What does that imply? What does that imply? That dressed all the time, there was a minig, that you'd bench your children not only on Friday night, but you also bench your children on Motzei Shabbos. I'm only aware of one family who does that still. I know a family who does it. But generally, it's quite uncommon, no? When you bench your children generally nowadays? Friday night only. I'm not going to go into details, but I know there are some families who still bench on Friday night on Motzei Shabbos. You know, family bench on Motzei Shabbos. Yeah. It makes sense, really, because you're benching for the forthcoming week. Now, and you see the Mishnah brings his minig and he says on Motzei Tisha B'Av, on Motzei Shabbos Tisha B'Av, you will not bench your children. It's not the right atmosphere. Yeah, don't start benching on Tisha B'Av. At home, I suppose it's at home. Yeah, and then says the Mishnah Bura, Me'ata Kodosh, Yeh'etziv Kotten Vov, Me'ata Kodosh lo yeimer uvo le'tzion gol, she'en gula b'layla, you don't say uvo le'tzion gol, there's no gula by night, when you don't say anizos brisi, she'nire ke mekayim brisa la kinois, as if you make a covenant, a promise on the kinois, which would be chas v'sholom, a bad thing. Ve'oi dosu b'divet toir, v'lo yishayach lo'em, v'lo yimach shbipicho, anyway, it can't say v'lo yimach shbipicho, referring to toira. We don't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Sif Kotten Zayin. Why don't we say Ve'inoyam Lefishe Koron Yisyaseid Halakom HaZamishkon. There you go. We do not say Ve'inoyam because Ve'inoyam is referring to the Kom HaZamishkon. Remember Rashi in Tumah Tetzaveh speaks about it. There's a Medrash. Where is Midrashim? Ve'inoyam is referring to the building of the Mishkon. Or the Brachas. Perhaps, yeah. So all the brachas of the Mishkan, you can't the establishment, the erection of the Mishkan is discussed there. You can't do that. You can't refer to Ve'inoyam on Tisha B'Av. But Atonechov now is destroyed. Okay, we don't have okay. What about Ve'itelecho? You say Ve'itelecho on Motzei Shabbos? Ve'itelecho? At home. Do you say it at home on Motzei Shabbos Tisha B'Av? You're going to say it or not? No. You don't say it. You're right. V'lo v'itelecho she'einu zmano b'Tisha B'Av. You don't say v'itelecho. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives all the blessings, all the brachas. Yeah, how can you speak about all those beautiful brachas when it's Tisha B'Av? So you don't say it. If your meaning is to say it in shul, you don't. If your meaning is to say it at home, you also don't. No v'itelecho on Tisha B'Av. We'll get to that by the brachas. We'll get to that, that's a discussion later. We'll get to that in Hashem. Not tonight, but we'll get to that. Okay, now, the question is, one important question, we'll finish off with that. We mentioned over the Yichi of Eicha, and it doesn't address over the question as to whether women... Are ladies obligated in Eicha? Women, Eicha? They have to?
It's a minute.
They don't have to?
I mean, it's a minute.
It's not like,
look at
Esther, where they're involved in a miracle.
Afheim, hoyu boy, sanes. You said that doesn't apply over here.
Afheim,
hoyu Women? Potter? Yeah, okay, so Rabbi Yisrael, you will be shocked to hear. On the side of year number 5, he quotes a Maseches Sofrim. So this is the Brais Rabbi Yisrael. Umetageim lefi shavinu sharom vehanoshem vatinoikos. Regarding Kiyas Eicha, noshem and tinoikos need to have a translation, which seems to imply that they have some sort of obligation. However, Reb Chaim Kanievsky and quotes Moshe Mogen Avraham, Moshe Steinbuch, they still do it, say good minhag, lemaisa there is no obligation. Lemaisa there is such a source, a ma'amokam, which seems to imply women are obligated, lemaisa obviously universally it's been accepted that women do not have an obligation for Megillas Eichot. To summarize what we learned this evening, Pesiat Nishmaya, we learned we don't say Tzitkoscha if it falls on Tisha B'Av, falls on Shabbos, we don't say Tzitkoscha. Havdalah in Atachon Atonu, don't forget. We learned that we say it quietly, slowly, mourning, wailing style, and you increase volume every Eicha. We say Ashivenu, we repeat Ashivenu. We say, or if you fall, we say Kines Eicha, say the Kedusha. We don't say Vayinoyam, because why don't we say Vayinoyam? Mishkan. We don't say Lam Natzach Ben Ginois. We don't say Vitan Lecha, because Brochus. And we take the Parochus away. So that's what we covered this evening. And we'll carry on tomorrow from Siv Gimel discussing the halachas of sitting. What else is halacha of sitting? How high, how low? That will be discussed in Siv Gimel tomorrow, Mitzvah. Good evening.